Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The summer solstice takes place today, officially bringing us from spring into summer. Frances McCarthy, Education and Outreach Officer at MTU's Blackrock Castle Observatory, joins me on the line now to tell us more. Good morning, Frances.
Good morning.
I feel like we're already in dangerous territory saying that we're officially moving from spring into summer, because that in itself is controversial, isn't it?
Oh, that so completely is, because within Ireland, it's very much that it's midsummer. We don't say that it's the start of summer today. It's our midsummer.
Okay.
And summer started actually about 6 weeks ago, but not every country does that. So if you go on, you know, go onto social media, they'll say, welcome to summer. And I'm there going, excuse me, this is Ireland. We've already had summer for
okay.
a couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, my children ask me, you know, is it summer? Is this summer when the sun is shining? I don't quite know what to say, because so many people go by different, you know, they'll say it's the date. It depends on summer solstice and so on. So, you know, I'm quite aware this is dangerous territory.
Well, I'm a fan of saying this is midsummer.
This is midsummer today.
The middle.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit sad, you know, that we might be in midsummer. But anyway, we'll take that, Frances. Let's talk about the solstice then, the 21st of June. Why is today the longest day of the year?
Well, it's simple enough for us here in the Northern Hemisphere. So we're on planet Earth. We are spinning around every day, giving us day and night. The length of day and night just depends on which side of you is facing the sun and for how long. Because our planet is tilted over in its orbit, so it's spinning around itself and doing a giant lap of the sun, it's tilted over in the same direction of space the entire year. So half of the year, it's tilted towards the sun, and the rest of the year, after it's gone kind of past the halfway point, our northern hemisphere is pointed away from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. People are quite happy with the idea that the Earth is tilted as it goes around the sun, but you kind of think, you know, what's it pointed towards? And it's pointed towards the North Star over there in space. So today, we are the most tilted towards the sun, which gives us our longest daytime.
Okay. And the further north you are in Ireland, the more daytime you get.
You get even more. So I'm in Cork. Fabulous. We have a long, long day. If I was in Letterkenny, I'd have a longer day. I would have had an earlier sunrise and a later sunset and more hours of daylight. But the opposite happens in winter. So in Cork, in the winter time, we have a short daytime, but it's longer than anybody north.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The earliest sunrise then, Frances, that's already happened, has it?
It has. It happened. That happened last week. So just to add, we have the longest day, but the middle of our day is not exactly when everybody thinks it is. Everybody goes, middle of the day, that's 12 noon-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. First, we've gone on to summertime. That's changed it by an hour. And we're a little bit further over on the planet from the rest of the time zone, so that makes it more like 1:30. And then even then, there's a little bit of a wobble, which is related to how fast the Earth is moving as it goes around the sun. So we're doing laps of the sun, but sometimes we go a little bit faster, sometimes we go a little bit slower, and that affects the time for the middle of the day. And so the sunrise is sometimes a little bit earlier, sometimes a little bit later than what you would expect. So the earliest sunrise was last week here in Cork. That was at 5:13 a.m. I was not up to look at it. And the time of sunset tonight for us in Cork is 21:57. It's nearly 10 o'clock before the sun goes down. And if you're further north, it's even later.
Yeah, we do really well with our daylight hours in the summer, don't we?
We do. I'm working with people who are in Greece, and of course, they've got the hot weather, the sun. But I say, can you go out at 10 o'clock at night and still read?
And the answer is?
No, they can't, because they're that bit further south. They don't have the same day length. Now, of course, if we were in northern Norway, city like Tromso, we'd have 24 hours of sunlight.
No, we don't want that. We don't want that. We want to be able to sleep, which we'll be talking about later on in the programme too. So when it comes to the summer solstice then, there is a strong pagan link, isn't there?
Well, this is it. There's an awful lot of connections about determining the solstice, about knowing when the sun would be at its highest northerly point, because, you know, when it's rising, to give it a longer day, it's rising in a different place on the horizon. So there are all sorts of stone alignments that connect to that. There's one in County Kerry that lines to the sunrise of the longest day of the year. The very famous Newgrange lines to the sunrise on the shortest day of the year. So it's got a different alignment. Those alignments, to be recorded in those stone circles, that's not a Christian a connection. It predates Christianity. So there is this strong connection to the position of the sun that was recorded by the people of the time. Now, these were mostly farmers, and so an awful lot of it is, when is the sun doing this? What does that imply about the weather? Do we have our crops in the ground? Can we get them out of the ground in time?
So it's related to the harvest and how good the harvest is going to be.
A lot to do with tracking the seasons, because of their use in knowing about, you know, what the sun is doing is obviously going to affect the weather. We get warmer weather in the summer-ish.
Okay. I also like the tradition, Frances, that existed in ancient Ireland, where bonfires would be lit, and those who had romantic entanglements were encouraged to jump over them.
I love it. I know, I love it. So nowadays, that's very much linked to St. John's customs, St. John's Eve, which is June 23rd. Now, I did not grow up in Ireland. I've been here 21 years, but I didn't grow up here. And I was quite bewildered by all these bonfires that were getting lit, and Cork would be positively smoky, and I'd be looking, going,
on the 23rd of June?
On the 23rd of June, I'd be going, what is going on with the smoke? And it's the bonfires being lit, and they're still being lit. Now, it was very much a custom that was everywhere in the 50s and 60s. And
right.
It's a little bit less common now, I feel.
No, I haven't heard of it before, but if anyone is intending to jump over a bonfire in 2 days' time, let us know, because we'd like to hear about that. Frances, thank you very much for joining us again on the programme. Frances McCarthy, Education and Outreach Officer at Blackrock Castle Observatory. Peak hay fever season is with us again. Next, tissues at the ready. We have a respiratory consultant to answer all of your questions about what causes it and, most importantly, how to treat it.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.